This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. has carried out military strikes in Iraq and Syria, targeting a militia blamed for an attack that killed an American contractor. AP's Julie Walker reports.
U.S. forces conducted precision defensive strikes against five sites of an Iran and Iraq militia, according to a Defense Department statement. The U.S. blames the militia for a rocket barrage Friday that killed an American defense contractor at a military compound near Kirkuk in northern Iraq. Officials said attackers fired as many as 30 rockets in Friday's assault and that the strikes carried out by the U.S. will limit the group's ability to carry out future attacks on Americans and their allies. I'm Julie Walker.
An Iran-backed militia is threatening revenge for the U.S. airstrikes, which killed at least 25 people. Australia's long bushfire crisis is continuing, with large parts of the state of Victoria now threatened. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
There are fears that extremely hot and windy conditions could merge three major bushfires in East Gippsland to form a devastating megablaze. The authorities say the situation is potentially life-threatening for residents and tourists. Dangerous fire conditions and extreme heat are forecast Monday across four states in southeastern Australia. The intensity and scale of the fire crisis have unnerved many Australians. Nine people have died since the fires began, hundreds of houses have been lost, and about 5 million hectares of land left scorched. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
For more on any of today's top stories, please go to voanews.com. And for news on the go, download the VOA mobile app. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. President Donald Trump will start the new year knee-deep in foreign policy challenges. AP Shelley Adler reports.
One of those challenges is North Korea, as the U.S. awaits what Kim Jong-un called a Christmas gift. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien told ABC's This Week what will be done if it's a long-range missile or nuclear test.
We'll reserve a judgment, but the United States will take action as we do in these situations. If Kim Jong-un takes that approach, we'll be extraordinarily disappointed, and then we'll demonstrate that disappointment.
Negotiations between the U.S. and North Korea have been stalled since the second summit between Kim and President Trump in February. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The Taliban says it does not intend to stop fighting in Afghanistan, rejecting as false and baseless reports the insurgent group is ready to declare a temporary ceasefire in a bid to seal a peace deal with the United States. The announcement comes a day when Taliban insurgents killed at least 14 Afghan security forces in the latest of a series of deadly assaults over the past week. Hong Kong protests show no sign of slowing as the city heads into 2020. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
The protesters say they won't end until all five demands have been met. These include an independent inquiry into the police handling of the protests and amnesty for arrested protesters. Since June, police have arrested 6,060 people in total. The police say they've been restrained with an appropriate use of force. They've defended their conduct, including firing water cannons and tear gas, in response to what they call escalating illegal and violent acts of protesters.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. A Chinese scientist who set off an ethical debate with claims that he had made the world's first genetically edited babies was sentenced Monday to 3 years in prison because of his research. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
A scientist who created the world's first gene-edited babies was jailed for 3 years on Monday on the charge of illegally practicing medicine, according to China's official Xinhua news agency. He Jiankui triggered a backlash when he announced in November 2018 that he had used gene editing technology to change the genes of twin girls. That procedure was to protect them from getting the AIDS virus in the future. The court also handed lesser sentences to Zhang Renli and Qin Jinzhou for having conspired with her in his work. The court was quoted as saying the three, in seeking fame and wealth, deliberately violated national regulations in scientific research, adding that they had crossed the bottom line of medical and scientific research ethics.
I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.